Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 401. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Rat Columns. That is the project of David West, based out of Perth in Australia. The song I played is called Someone Else's Dream, and it's off the album Candle Power, which came out May 5th on Upset the Rhythm. I don't know a whole lot about Rat Columns or even David West. I know he's very prolific, lots of bands. If they all sound like that, well, I've got lots of work to do. That track there is my favorite on the album, definitely the most kind of throwback C86 indie pop wonderness. The rest of the album may be a little more synth happy, a little more synth pop, but that's all good stuff too. Anyway, I've got lots of music for you this week, and most of it skews towards the pop side. So let's continue here with a band that describes themselves as power pop. This is Bad Moves with the song The Verge.
Something good I don't know. On the verge of something up.
That's a couple of wonderful songs for you there. We ended things off there with Adult Mom with the song Full Screen. That's on the new album Soft Spots, which came out last week, May 19th, on Tiny Engines. That is the project of Stephanie Knipe, who's based out of New York, and I think once Purchase, but now the city proper. And that is the band's second album. I do not have the first one, but now I'm looking for it. Before that, we heard from Bad Moves with the song The Verge. That is on the album Bad Moves, which came out December 2nd of last year on Don Giovanni Records, one of those things that you lose track of at the end of a year, and that's sad, because that is a very good EP, and that track there is very, very nice. This project, based out of Washington, D.C., and features David Combs from Spoon Boys, so and also like a member of Sorority Noise and something else, but it's very much a David Combs song and album, so I'm happy to hear that, because I was sad when Spoon Boy disappeared. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music for you. We're going to kick things off here with Waves. This one's Stupid in Love.
Dreaming. speaking no words about me, unaware of the change. When I learned your name, I was older than time, and I wrote you a rhyme of how everything's strange, so strange. Oh, Maggie, Maggie, la, 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 I remember when I found you. You're only a girl, but I waited until
you, we are going to be ripping through some pop songs this evening, and that one there is Daniel Romano with the song When I Learned Your Name. That's on the new album Modern Pressure, just came out May 19th on New West Records. He is based out of Fenwick in Ontario. This is, I don't know, third, fourth solo album from Daniel Romano, and everyone is very different. This one definitely has a bit of Americana feel, but it's still pop, and it shines through, and it's done so very well. Everything he touches is just brilliant. Before that, we heard from Tuffies with the song Wind. That is the A-side of a two-song single that just came out about a week and a half ago, something like that, May 13th, on the band's own label. Came out on 7-inch vinyl, but I have missed that release show. Something else going on that night, but I do enjoy that song from that band based here. Well, actually, I guess they're in Lawrence, Kansas, but there you go. Pick up that two-song single in 7-inch or just Bandcamp form, whatever works for you. And then we started that set off with Waves. That is, of course, the project of Nathan Williams, based out of San Diego, or I think he's in Los Angeles now, but started in San Diego, I think. The song is called Stupid in Love, and it's on the new album You're Welcome, also out May 19th, on his own Ghost Ramp label. He is currently on tour, and in fact, as I'm recording this, he is playing here in Kansas City, but I didn't get press credentials, so I couldn't make it to the show. Anyway, he's on tour. Maybe he passed through your town and you loved him. Shows look to be wild and fun, and stage divers are getting kicked out. Maybe that was in, I forget where that was, but that happened. Weird. Anyway, we're out of time. I want to go ahead and wrap things up, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 401. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Facebook or Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, we have, just for me, maybe, Roger Waters playing at the Sprint Center on the 26th. All weekend long, the Westport Root Festival is happening the 26th through the 28th at various locations, outside stages, Riot Room, and of course, Westport Saloon. I know I want to stick over there Saturday afternoon for Mo Bandy. That's got to be a good one. Big outdoor set. On the 27th, Reviver is playing at Holy Cow, or Merchandise is playing at the Bottleneck. On the 28th, Richard Buckner with that Secret House show. On the 1st, the Shins are playing at the Midland, or Cat Tat and Shwervon are playing at Records with Merritt. 6-3, Hudson Falcons, and I think that's with Sister Mary Rottencrotch at Davies. On the 7th and 8th, I might be road tripping. Diet Sig is playing at the Reverb in Omaha, and then the next night at Rose in Columbia, Missouri. Or the 8th is also Ray's playing at Revolution Records with Warm Bodies. That should be a really good show. On the 9th, Elvis Costello is playing at the venue, which will never be said. On the 17th, Willie Nelson at the Starlight. 23rd, Joe Jackson at the Uptown. And then the 24th, I think, of June, there's a Get Up Kids show. They're playing on the street outside of the Granada, a free show that I'm sure will be packed. Anyway, enough of that. Looking at the website, a few new shows popped up on there since last week. On the 19th, that Lover Girl show with Laguerre and Bad Ideas. Photos and video of that up there. And then a show from last Sunday night. The Whiffs and Twin played at the Blind Tiger. So Photos and video of that are up there as well. Anyway, one track left for you, and it's a bit of a departure from our pop theme tonight, and it's a bit curious way for me to come about to something. I'll play a track by the Matt Chandler Trio. The song I'm playing is called The Sting, and it's on the new album Astrometrics, out on 33 Jazz on May 26th. He's based out of London in the UK. I picked up this because I had a friend named Matt Chandler who was a jazz guitarist in a trio. And this isn't that Matt Chandler, but I knew that by the time I picked it up, but I was already, you know, hooked. Hey, I had it in my hands. How am I not going to buy it? It's organ jazz, really, and I like that. So we're going to take a little trip. This feels a little proggy. This track is actually very proggy, which I think is the only way I could probably trick you guys into listening to jazz if I say, no. Think of the rock involved in this. Or not? More credit? Less credit? Already come down on that one. Anyway, this is Matt Chandler Trio with the song The Sting. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week. Thank you.